strong my city. Mama says trapper, pa block CB, yeah, flop sick, yeah, qua from within she I let ya dick party flow, pa from city guy, I'm for my lyrics at the motor, she's a job for the sky is the limit for me, tipo she cap washa. I got bars full of Alexander, two royal macaroni lens and kunganda. The mujim devi kako flesh patch over, but left for quick she walk up and I chef patch puna. Competition, ya no care my dear patch puller. Wait play, not even for very particular nah, yeah.
Easy on a fuck.
Enter Silver Jubilee at NAFSA, celebrating a quarter of a century of growth, innovation, and social security. Update your NAFSA details and stand a chance to win a fully serviced plot in Lusaka. For more information, visit www.napsa.co.zm or NAFSA Facebook page at Your NAFSA. Be smart. Secure your future.
The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAFSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
A 2-year-old girl dies in suspected domestic dispute. Economic and governance analyst Kelvin Chisanga describes 2025 as a year of Zambia's active reform mixed with persistent institutional weaknesses. In international news, Nigeria to increase security around schools as it welcomes back abducted students. And in sports news, Chipolopolo and Bafana Bafana win. Salah rescues Egypt as AFCON 2025 heats up.
And now, FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sagala. A 2-year-old girl from Pombo village in Chief Hamusonde's area of Monze district has died after allegedly being assaulted by her father during a domestic dispute. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Mono Namolongo says that Winga Police Station received a report of a murder on December 21, 2025, after the child died at the University Teaching Hospital in Lusaka. Mr. Namolongo says the incident occurred on December 18, 2025, when the suspect, 25-year-old Mulemba Chabwe Musokwe, reportedly had a marital dispute with his wife. But during the altercation, the suspect allegedly assaulted his wife and struck the child who was in her mother's arms. The child was taken to Nalutanda Health Post, later referred to Monze Mission Hospital, and subsequently evacuated to UTH for further treatment. She died on December 21, 2025. Police say they intervened after relatives of the suspect allegedly attempted to collect the body for burial without a post-mortem being conducted. Meanwhile, police revealed that the child's mother had earlier reported a gender-based violence case against her husband but did not disclose that the child had also been injured. No arrest has been made and investigations are ongoing. Economic and governance analyst Kelvin Chisanga described 2025 as the year of Zambia's active reform mixed with persistent institutional weaknesses. Mr. Chisanga stated that despite the government's clear intent to reshape the governance landscape, especially through constitutional and policy reforms aimed at improving representation, public sector efficiency and fiscal discipline, concerns about the rule of law, consistency in enforcement, institutional independence and civic space continue to jeopardize governance outcomes. He further noted that the timing and procedure of significant legal changes, especially during a pre-election period, have sparked discussion, underscoring the necessity for wider consultation and consensus building to bolster legitimacy. Mr. Chisanga also pointed out that while IMF-backed program advancements improve public financial management, budget discipline and policy and credibility, reforms targeting state-owned businesses demonstrated a resolute commitment to resolving long-standing governance inefficiencies that have negatively impacted economic performance.
Zambia's governance policy and legal framework have substantially given a mixed performance in this year, especially that we are quite interested to know with regards to the aspiration that we are putting forward, ensuring that we basically achieve a certain level of economic growth from that perspective. So what we see working out in essence is that there is a need for us to do a flop assessment with regards to the governance conduct, the policy framework and its implementations, and also the legal instrument aspects. And what we see basically working out even from the economic setup is that it's important to look at the key parameter aspect, especially when we're trying to push economic activity that need to be supported with the certain instrument.
The Zambian government has announced plans to construct an international airport in Kabwe within the next 2 years as part of efforts to boost economic growth and improve aviation infrastructure. Central Province Permanent Secretary Dr. Milna Mwanakampwe says the airport, expected to be completed by 2027, will enhance productivity and support national development. Dr. Mwanakampwe was speaking in Kabwe during the third Quadrennial Conference for the National Union of Aviation and Allied Workers, which is also known as NUAAW. He said government has already secured 11,000 hectares of land for the Kabwe International Airport project, adding that another airport is also being planned for Kapirimposhi, which will serve as a center of excellence. Dr. Mwanakampwe emphasized the need for workers in the aviation sector to embrace technology and invest in capacity building to remain competitive in a rapidly changing industry. He urged the union to develop modern organizational structures and consider allocating 25% of members' monthly subscriptions towards skills development and training. The Permanent Secretary further assured workers that government remains open to dialogue with unions in order to strengthen relations and collectively address challenges in the sector. In a separate development, governance expert Wesley Mianda has commended government for reintroducing the Cash for Work program, describing it as an important social protection initiative. Mr. Mianda said the program is beneficial to people who are not catered for under the social cash transfer scheme, noting that it is inclusive and caters for everyone. Mr. Mianda explained that there must be close oversight provisions in the implementation of the program as it involves public funds which can easily be abused if not properly managed. He noted that when money is involved, people tend to relax and in some cases misuse funds, adding that even authorities can abuse opportunities if safeguards are not put in place. Mr. Mianda said that there is need for clarity on which ministries and departments are responsible for running the program, stressing that seriousness is required in its execution because many people are expected to benefit. He said for the program to succeed and score positively, there must be transparency, accountability, and seriousness in its implementation.
We have observed that most of the people that do cash for work programs have waited for their money for the past 6-8 months without being paid. What's the use of having this program when there's no money to pay the people that are doing the work? So I hope as the government reintroduces this program, it will actually have to perfect the system, involve people who are qualified enough, people who are professionals, who know the job, people who are not going to put on political lenses to identify those that are supposed to benefit. People who have the interests of members of the public, members of the community at heart. Those are the people that need to run these programs. Close supervision, because we are talking of money here. Where there's no supervision, people tend to relax. People tend to abuse the funds.
In international news, the United Nations Security Council received a briefing on Monday about the escalating violence and worsening humanitarian situation in Sudan. Representatives from a range of UN agencies warned the Security Council of growing risks to civilians and humanitarian workers as the paramilitary rapid support forces and the Sudanese army battle for control of the country. Since the Secretariat's last briefing on Sudan in October, the conflict has again intensified, confirming fears that the dry season will bring increased fighting and renewed attacks on civilians. Mohammed Khalid Khairi, UN Assistant Secretary General for the Middle East, Asia and the Pacific, told the Council. Vital services, including health centers, have also come under attack, even as the population faces increased levels of disease and hunger. Meanwhile, the World Food Program says it will need the situation to get worse, or rather that it will see the situation get worse within months as food stocks run out and fighting continues. The agency is calling for more than $660 million to help most of these in need. Still within international news, the governor of Nigeria's Niger state held a ceremony on Monday, to welcome back 130 kidnapped children and teachers released after a month in captivity. Their kidnapping from a Catholic boarding school in Niger state of Papiri community was one of the worst mass abductions in Nigeria's history. No one has claimed responsibility, but local residents blamed armed groups looking for ransoms. We monitored African News.
130 kidnapped children and teachers attended a ceremony on Monday to mark their release after a month in captivity. Their kidnapping was one of the worst mass abductions in Nigeria's history. No one has claimed responsibility, but